I am an old hand at this. In life, I have so often got into difficult situations and out of them that this has become almost a matter of habit for me. Meanwhile, in the present case, I shall write partly in Russian and partly in Armenian, the more readily because among those people always hanging around me, there are several who cerebrate more or less easily in both these languages, and I meanwhile entertain the hope that they will be able to transcribe and translate from these languages fairly well for me. In any case, I again repeat, in order that you should well remember it, but not as you are in the habit of remembering other things, and on the basis of which are accustomed to keeping your word of honour to others or to yourself, that no matter what language I shall use, always and in everything, I shall avoid what I have called the bon ton literary language. In this respect, the ordinary curious fact, and one even in the highest degree worthy of your love of knowledge, perhaps even higher than your usual conception, is that from my earliest childhood, that is to say, since the birth in me of the need to destroy birds' nests and to tease my friend's sisters, there arose in my, as the ancient theosophists called it, planetary body, and moreover, why I don't know, chiefly in the right half, an instinctively involuntary sensation, which right up to that period of my life, when I became a teacher of dancing, was gradually formed into a definite feeling, and then, when thanks to this profession of mine, I came in contact with many people of different types, there began to arise in me also the conviction, with what is called my mind, that these languages are compiled by people, or rather grammarians, who are, in respect of knowledge of the given language, exactly similar to those biped animals whom the esteemed Mullah Nasruddin characterises by the words, "All they can do is wrangle with pigs about the quality of oranges."